Chapter 17. Sign of the Times. Tamsanqa Janki stood on the stage at Nelson Mandela's memorial service, an arm flap away from US President Barack Obama, the most powerful man in the world. "It is a singular honor to be with you today to celebrate a life like no other," Obama said. Janki began to translate Obama's speech into sign language. "Prawns. Rocking horses. Circle. Cigarette." The interpreter, to the horror of deaf and hearing impaired people all over the world, had no idea what he was doing. Mandela's memorial service in Johannesburg saw one of the largest gatherings yet of world leaders and celebrities, and Janki stood alongside the speakers who had come to pay tribute to Madiba. Even though he had been hired to interpret for the most powerful men and women in the world, as tens of thousands of people in the stadium and millions of people around the world watched, he was clueless. One moment, the grim-faced Janki looked like one of those marshals who guide planes on the runway with table tennis bats. Then he appeared to be dancing to YMCA or swatting flies away from his face. Obama spoke about what Mandela meant to him. "Over 30 years ago, while still a student, I learned of Nelson Mandela and the struggles taking place in this beautiful land, and it stirred something in me. It woke me up to my responsibilities to others and to myself, and it set me on an improbable journey that finds me here today." In Janki's hands, Obama's oratory became gibberish. An actual interpreter who translated Janki's signs said the fake interpreter had conveyed meaningless sentences like, "Inside, joining in this week's cigarette, inside to prove, and on, to support, I would please to say from me to you, hello, welcome so far, well, cigarette join, bringing in different to you, a circle, I would like to pray this offering, basically, this is fun, all of this balls, to prove this is good, I'm sorry." At least he had the grace to apologize, even if he had no idea he was doing so. Sign language groups said Janki's signing was unintelligible and that he lacked the facial expressions that are so important in communicating a speaker's words. He seemed to know two or three signs that he kept repeating. He didn't even know the sign for Mandela, one you might think he would have bothered to learn, and made the rest up. Janki's antics at F&B Stadium caused global amusement, but members of the deaf community were up in arms. During the ceremony, Wilma Nieuwhout Druggen, SA's first deaf member of parliament, tweeted, "Shame on this male so-called interpreter on the stage. What is he signing? He knows that the deaf cannot vocally boo him off. Shame on him." So how did a fake sign language interpreter get the gig? Government ministers shrugged. One sign they always know when they're asked to take responsibility. And were at a loss to explain how Janki, who had once faced a murder charge, had passed security checks and landed the job. It soon emerged that the company contracted to provide the interpreter, SA Interpreters, was owned by the Reverend Bantu Bahle Kozwa, head of the ANC's Religious and Traditional Affairs deck, and his wife Tikiswa Kozwa, then ANC spokesperson Jackson Mtembu's personal assistant. Afterwards, Janki revealed that he has schizophrenia and said he'd had a breakdown during the ceremony and seen angels coming into the stadium. Mandela's memorial service was an opportunity for the world to honor a remarkable South African who embodied the struggle for freedom and changed history. Instead, it will be remembered for the fake sign language translator who stood next to the world's leaders and invented nonsense. The worst ever. Tamsanqa Janki had a second brush with infamy 6 months after his ill-fated sign language performance when he starred in a bizarre advert for a live streaming app, LiveLens. "We needed something surprising," said the app's marketing manager, Sefi Shaked. "We wanted a presenter who is the worst presenter. You know, the person who did the worst screw-up on live TV ever."